Hey, everybody, welcome to this episode of the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. It's Andrew Colvett, executive producer of the show, filling in one last time, filling in for Charlie Kirk, who's still on vacation. But he's coming back on Monday, so never fear. We have a jam-packed episode with the explosive news that it turns out, despite assurances from A.G. Garland, Merrick Garland, that he was not surveilling parents, was not labeling them terrorists, was not sicking the FBI on them, turns out a whistleblower has stepped forth and shared that information with Jim Jordan and exposed that Merrick Garland's just been lying to all of us. Dozens of cases have been exposed of parents being targeted by the FBI. We have the details here. We have cases, examples, and we explain why this even happened in the first place. Also, we're joined by Congresswoman Mary Miller from Illinois and to explain her no vote on the $40 billion going to Ukraine that shocked the conservative movement yesterday, because we have a party of controlled opposition. She explains why she voted no. We also get into the baby formula shortage and so much more. You're not going to want to miss it. Everybody buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com.
Breaking last night from Congressman Jim Jordan, who's going to be joining the show next week when Charlie is back from his much-needed vacation. He's going to be detailing what he's uncovered. There is a whistleblower, a smoking gun, with new information that shows the FBI used terrorism tools to target concerned parents. This is despite Attorney General Merrick Garland's assurances to Congress, under sworn testimony, mind you, that the Department of Justice was not using its resources to target concerned parents. And now a whistleblower is confirming that the FBI has labeled dozens of you as with a special counterterrorism label in its investigation. Now, I want to play some sound here to build this out. Now, how did we get here? Let's play cut 112. This is Jim Jordan on Jesse Waters primetime last night. Play cut 112.
And again, if you're a mom, you're a dad, you're a gun owner, you're a Republican, and you're standing up for your kids, oh my goodness, look out, because here comes the FBI. And again, in a direct contradiction to what he told us under oath in the committee. And never forget this, Jesse. Look, remember how quickly this happened. September 29th, the School Board Association sends a letter to the Biden White House. 5 days later, October 4th, Merrick Garland issues this memorandum that lays out, put this snitch line together, go after parents. And then 16 days later, the FBI sends out the email that establishes this threat tag designation that was put on these parents. All that happened last fall in 22 days. When have you ever seen the federal government move that fast? So they moved that fast because they were going after people. As you just pointed out, just like the Obama White House went after and the Obama IRS went after conservatives. Same dynamic here.
22 days. So let's walk back this timeline one more time in case you missed it. September 29th, the School Board Association sends a letter to the Biden White House. 5 days later, on October 4th, Merrick Garland issues this memorandum with a press release that lays out and puts a snitch line together to go after parents. Then 16 days later, the FBI sends out the email that establishes this threat tag designation that was put on these parents in 22 days. So I have this letter printed out here from Jim Jordan and Mike Johnson, who's the ranking member on the Subcommittee on the Constitution, Civil Rights, and Civil Liberties. And it's addressed to the Honorable Merrick Garland. He says, in sworn testimony before this committee, you denied that the Department of Justice or its components were using counterterrorism statutes and resources to target parents at school board meetings. We now have evidence that, contrary to your testimony, the FBI has labeled at least dozens of investigations into parents with a threat tag created by the FBI's counterterrorism division to assess and track investigations related to school boards. These cases, now listen closely, include investigations into parents upset about mask mandates and state elected officials who publicly voiced opposition to vaccine mandates. These investigations into concerned parents are the direct result of and would not have occurred but for your directive to federal law enforcement to target these categories of people. He's laying down the gauntlet, both of these representatives are. Laying down the gauntlet saying, this would not have happened had you not directed the FBI to do so. So what is this testimony that they are referencing? Let's play cut 110. This is Merrick Garland assuring Congress under sworn testimony, under oath, that the Department of Justice was not using its resources to target concerned parents. Cut 110.
I can't imagine any circumstance in which the Patriot Act would be used in the circumstances of parents complaining about their children, nor can I imagine a circumstance where they would be labeled as domestic terrorism.
So then why, Mr. Garland, Honorable Mr. Garland, are you using counterterrorism tools to label these concerned parents about mask mandates and vaccine mandates, which, by the way, they will be proven completely true. They basically already are. They will be absolutely vindicated. This show will be vindicated. Concerned parents across the country will be vindicated because masks did not work. They did not stop the spread, nor will they ever. Nevertheless, this is the state of things as they now stand, that if parents express concern, if they voiced their opposition, they were surveilled by the FBI using counterterrorism tools. We now know this from a whistleblower. This is a massive overreach of federal authority. It's morally reprehensible, and it's a disgusting display of the targeting that goes on in this country by law enforcement against concerned Americans. They labeled all of these parents as ultra MAGA, just so we're clear. But how did we get here? Cut 99. Remember this, Terry McAuliffe, who was running for governor in the state of Virginia? This is what he had to say about parents that thought they had a right and a say in their child's education. Cut 99.
And I'm not going to let parents come into schools and actually take books out and make their own decision.
You vetoed it.
So, yeah, I stopped the bill that I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach.
Oh, okay. How about cut 100? AFT union boss Randy Weingarten, a real gem there. She says that parental rights bills are the way in which wars start. Cut 100.
This is propaganda.
Yep.
This is misinformation. This is the way in which wars start. This is the way in which hatred starts.
Oh, okay. I see. How about this? 104, Ibram X. Kendi. This is Fox talking about an article by Ibram X. Kendi talking about this is not a Republican Party. This is white supremacist. Cut 104.
This is on a critical issue. This is a Boston University professor writing in The Atlantic, quote, "This Republican Party is not the party of any group of parents, but the party of white supremacy."
So you see, upon this backdrop, this inflamed rhetoric, why the FBI felt justified in labeling concerned parents as terrorists, investigating them using counterterrorism tools and the Patriot Act. When you have idiots like this getting on national television and all these podcasts, wherever they said it, people with real power labeling parents as terrorists and white supremacists, and now we get the moniker Ultra MAGA.
Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. You've known it in your gut, and something just wasn't right about the 2020 election. Well, guess what? You were right. And here's the proof you've been waiting for. In Dinesh D'Souza's explosive new documentary, 2000 Mules, executive produced by Salem Media Group, you'll see jaw-dropping evidence of exactly how the Democrats pulled off the biggest heist in American history. Drawn on meticulous research from the election integrity group True the Vote, 2000 Mules uses both cell phone geo-tracking data and video evidence to uncover a massive network of illegal ballot trafficking in all five key swing states. Enough election fraud to change the outcome of the 2020 election. Thousands across the country attended the national theatrical release. Now you can watch from the comfort of your home, watch on any device with a web browser. Gather friends, families, and skeptics alike, but don't miss it. Go to salemnow.com to watch it today. See the movie that Donald Trump calls a real blockbuster? Go to salemnow.com to watch today. That's salemnow.com, executive produced by the Salem Media Group.
We're talking about an explosive story that is exposing the DOJ, the FBI, and of course, the Honorable Merrick Garland, who swore under oath that the FBI was not using counterterrorism tools or the Patriot Act to surveil parents. Now we know from a brave whistleblower that is indeed the case. Now, the question then becomes, what kind of parents are getting surveilled? Cut 111, this is an example of the type of person the agency went after. This is a gun-owning mom who said, "We're coming for you." Now, we all know that she probably just meant, and actually I think this is confirmed, "Coming for you in election time. We're gonna get you off the school board." Cut 111.
That the agency slapped threat tags on conservative parents a bunch of times. On one occasion, the FBI interviewed a mom for allegedly telling a local school board, "We are coming for you." This mom was apparently upset about the school's mask mandate, as she should have been. Someone snitched on her to the feds, who actually investigated her. Why? Because she was a part of a conservative group and she was a legal gun owner.
You hear that? If you join a conservative group, you are now ultra MAGA. And according to Joe Biden, you're the most extreme movement in recent political history. So this is from Jim Jordan and Mike Johnson's letter to Merrick Garland. It says, in one investigation following your directive, the FBI's field office interviewed a mom for allegedly telling a local school board, "We are coming for you." The complaint, which came into the FBI through the National Threat Operations Center snitch line that he set up, that Garland set up, alleged that the mom was a threat because she belonged to a right-wing moms group known as Moms for Liberty. Moms for Liberty. And because she is a gun owner. When the FBI agent interviewed the mom, she told the agent that she was upset about the school board mask mandates and that her statement was a warning that her organization would seek to replace the school board with new members through the electoral process. Bravo. It's exactly what you're supposed to do. I thought this was a democracy. It's everybody's favorite word on the left these days. Here's another one. The FBI's field office opened an investigation subsequent to your directive into a dad opposed to mask mandates. The complaint came in through the National Threat Operations Center snitch line that, again, Merrick Garland set up and alleged that the dad fit the profile of an insurrectionist because, quote, he rails against the government, believes all conspiracy theories, and has a lot of guns and threatens to use them. When an FBI agent interviewed the complainant admitted they had no specific information or observations of any crimes or threats, but they contacted the FBI after learning the Justice Department had a website to submit tips to the FBI in regards to any concerning behavior directed towards school boards. You see how this works, folks? You give them a snitch line, and then every wacko left wing crazy starts calling in conservatives. In addition, another case initiated after your directive, Mr. Garland, the FBI's field office opened an investigation into Republican state elected officials over allegations from a state Democratic Party official. Okay, let me just, do you see what just happened? So some Democrats called into the snitch line about some Republican state elected officials that the Republicans, quote unquote, incited violence by expressing public displeasure with school districts' vaccine mandates. This complaint also came into the FBI through the Threat Operations Center snitch line. Okay, so here we got it. We've got Democrats calling and reporting and requesting counterterrorism tools to be used against Republicans that they don't like. Okay, that feels legitimate. We've got concerned members of the community labeling conservatives with guns because they own guns, according to the Second Amendment, as threats and insurrectionists. And then we've got another where a mom is getting targeted because she's a gun owner and she belongs to Moms for Liberty. Now, when we talk about how unhinged the left has become, this is the type of stuff that we're directly referencing. No wonder people like Elon Musk and Bill Maher are becoming, you know, labeled right wing. This is insane. And your tax dollars are going to fund this insanity. An absolute abuse of federal power, the FBI and the DOJ, and Merrick Garland swore under oath that none of it even happened. He lied.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six pieces of towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code Kirk or call 800-875-0425. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You'll also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 800-875-0425 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Again, that is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. My friend Mike Lindell has this offer coming. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. Again, you'll also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. So check it out right now, MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk.
I am joined by a truly great congresswoman out of the state of Illinois. She's fighting for freedom. She's a patriot. She has seven children, and I don't even remember how many grandchildren she told me she had. But she's, be fruitful and multiply. She's certainly taken that instruction very literally, and we're happy about it. And we want more people to be doing that. Big families, more families. Let's make it happen. Congresswoman Mary Miller, thank you for joining the show.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much. And actually, last week, we welcomed our 19th grandchild, and I'm proud to say all of our children and their spouses are all America First conservatives, Trump supporters.
See, that's how it's done. That's how it's, that's how we grow the movement. That's the ground up. We got to be playing the long game here. So I'm so glad that you were able to join the show today, Congresswoman. I sort of led the show with this new revelation that Jim Jordan, it's not what you're here to talk about, but I mean, it's very disturbing. You had this letter from the National School Board Association last year. Within 22 days, the federal government had set up a snitch line and was labeling parents as terrorists, essentially, because they were upset about mask mandates. They were upset about vaccine mandates. This is just breaking today. It's really disturbing. Merrick Garland said he did not instruct the FBI to surveil these parents or label them with counterterrorism tools. Your instant reaction, then we'll get into Ukraine.
Well, there's a spirit of deception over our country. We have people that blatantly lie. They're lying without shame. They're getting caught in their lies. Praise God for people like Congressman Jim Jordan. He's a true patriot. I know him personally. He is here to advocate for the American people. We're looking forward to him being the next head of judiciary. We need to have hearings. We need to get to the bottom of this. Clearly, the federal government has weaponized against the American people, and we need to fight back against that. And I want to say that it's not enough for us to win back the House in November. We need to elect bold fighters instead of, I'm starting to call them placeholders, people that come out here and they are not fighting for the American people. They promise to come out here and do something for the American people, and in reality, they are doing something to them.
Mm, yeah, well said. So that kind of leads really well into the conversation that I plan to have with you today. Mm-hmm. And that's about this Ukraine vote where the House, which we're a member of, just voted. Only 57 Republicans voted against it. But overwhelmingly, there was a bipartisan consensus to send $40 billion that we don't have to a war in Ukraine. Now, I want to reiterate something for those just listening in today. We covered this yesterday, but I'm going to reiterate it. The annual military budget in U.S. dollars of the Russian Federation is $65 billion a year. Within 10 weeks, we have essentially earmarked 55 plus billion to send over to Ukraine. We have almost equaled the entire annual budget of the Russian military in 10 weeks, supplementing Ukrainians' military. And you have people like Nancy Pelosi saying this is a war we are going to win no matter what. This is, we have many slips of the tongue, maybe not, of Congress people saying, hey, guess what? This is a proxy war with Russia. Why did you vote no? And just walk us through what the heck is going on with these placeholders.
Sure. Well, first of all, we have already, and I have voted for aid to Ukraine. And this is, like you say, 53 or 55 billion. It was rolled out at 3 p.m. yesterday, which is the total wrong way to do government. And then we voted on it a few hours later. It's it equals two-thirds of our State Department budget. And also $40 billion that we don't have. We are putting our children and grandchildren in bondage. And I heard someone say the other day, and it might have been Charlie Kirk, that the difference between a politician and a patriot, a politician is concerned about the next election, a patriot's concerned about the next generation. And this is bondage for future generations, the debt we are incurring. Also, we have our own border crisis. We are being invaded on the southern border. We need to secure our border. They are just this $40 billion is 10 times the amount of money that we've allocated for our own border. And because of the border crisis, we are having a drug crisis. We're having a chemical attack on our children. Last year, we had 100,000 overdose deaths. Right. I mean, I had to have my staff look it up because I couldn't quite believe that it was that much. You know, and they continue to bring drugs across the border, MS-13, we know terrorists are coming, border crisis. The other thing is we have out of control inflation. And I mean, where's the concern for the American people? We literally have whiplash going from America first under President Trump to America last under President Biden. And I'm not going to play along with their games. I really don't care about the next election. I care about doing the right thing. And I'm so grateful for the 56 other Republicans that came along and voted no.
I was talking with Jack Posobiec yesterday, and instead of feeling demoralized by what happened with this America last vote in Congress, sending $40 billion more dollars over to Ukraine, making lining the pockets of the defense industry, we took a different tact. Said, listen, 4-6 years ago, there would have been 5 votes no. This is momentum, okay? We are putting fighters into office, and the movement is growing. This transformation away from the GOP being simply a party of controlled opposition into a fighting party, into, yes, I'm going to use that word. Obviously, I mean it politically, not with physical violence. For us, the GOP to be a party that actually stands for something that can get things done. This movement is growing. And wait until November. We're going to elect a lot more America First patriots to take office. And that number, hopefully, instead of being 57, is going to be enough to overturn such a ridiculous vote. And what's appalling, by the way, is you have people like Senator Schumer saying, well, I think we all agree that this is the most important problem in the world right now.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, okay, this is according, you brought it up. So I'm going to add to it here. You brought up drug overdoses. Wall Street Journal, more than 107,000 people in the U.S. died from drug overdoses last year. Preliminary Centers for Disease Control and Prevention data released Wednesday showed roughly a 15% increase from 2020. We have not even just a porous open border border. We have an open border right now, and now we're hearing that Title 42 is still in limbo. We're not exactly sure what's going to happen with Title 42. Nevertheless, these are the priorities of the administration. Are you seeing any pushback on Title 42? Are you seeing growing momentum on any of these things on the southern border? Is this going to, or are we just going to throw open the gates and let everybody in?
Right. So I do belong to the Border Security Caucus, and I belong to the Freedom Caucus, and they are fighting these things. They are the bold fighters. We don't need establishment rhinos in in because they're doing nothing. And I know I join my colleague Marjorie Taylor Greene and others in asking for the impeachment of Joe Biden and Mayorkas. I'm calling it the Homeland Insecurity Secretary. But even this $40 billion, it also included another $53 million to the CDC after they bungled the virus. And what are they doing about the drug overdose? I mean, I don't hear anything about that from them or from Fauci.
Yeah, I mean, they just reported preliminary numbers that, hey, by the way, there's a 15% increase, and it's all fentanyl-based. The proliferation of the potent synthetic opioid fentanyl has been compounded by the destabilizing effects of the COVID-19 pandemic on users and people in recovery, according to health authorities and treatment providers. So they're basically just saying, hey, but look at this number. The U.S. has recorded more than 1 million overdose deaths since 2000, and more than half came in this last 7 years. This is a problem that's growing. It's getting worse. And meanwhile, and I know this is something near and dear to your heart because you're such an advocate for families. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, we have parents that cannot get baby formula. We heard, and it's that these two stories are connected, actually. Your colleague in the House, I think this is clip 119, Kat Kamik, was fed some information that pallets full of baby formula are getting delivered to illegal aliens at the southern border. Meanwhile, 40% of moms cannot get it. So let's play cut 119.
Craziness of the empty shelves Biden movement and the fact that they are sending pallets of baby formula to the border. This got sent to me by a Border Patrol agent this morning and said, this is disgusting. You will not believe this. They're receiving pallets and more pallets of baby formula at the border. This was taken at Ursula processing facility where thousands are being housed and processed and then released subsequently into the United States.
Congresswoman, what's your reaction?
Well, this is why the MAGA movement is so great. Make America Great Again is about love for our country, our heritage, our Judeo-Christian values, and the American people. And it's just like them taking the medical care from veterans and moving them to the border to care for illegals. I mean, that is hard to believe. I know my daughter recently adopted a baby who has special needs, and she's having trouble getting formula. Also, she's got women who are providing her with breast milk for, I think, 2 days a week. And then she's on the hunt to find breast milk. But can you believe this is happening in our country? And I mean, these are practical problems for Americans, like fuel prices. My husband and I are farmers. We're all in the fields now. Diesel prices skyrocketing, fertilizer prices. We've got equipment in the shop since November we can't get parts for. Just the implement dealers' lots are empty. I mean, people should be alarmed about this.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like America, does it? It doesn't feel like this is the America that you grew up in. And you know, I'm obviously younger, but this is not the America that I grew up in either. We're talking about baby formula. I know this is something near and dear to you, as you have a enormous family, a beautiful family. I mean, and I say that not in any snarky way. I want people to have big families. You are the model, and we want to make this a country where parents can afford to have children, can afford to have big families if that's what they want, and that feel empowered to look after them through their education, feel empowered to have a say in their futures and not be taken over by woke school boards. Now, here's the thing. That's all well and good. If they can't get baby formula, what are we even talking about here? And it seems to me that the administration has been caught flat-footed yet again. What are you hearing?
Well, of course, I have a daughter that just adopted a baby with special needs. So, you know, it's personal to me. She's having trouble getting formula. She's got some women that are helping her providing breast milk, but she's on the hunt all the time. And so are we to get her the special formula that she needs. But these are crises that we didn't have under President Trump. under the America First agenda. And these people are not stupid. Okay. Well, maybe President Biden is weak and incompetent, but the wizard behind the curtain, I don't believe is stupid. This is all planned. They hate our country. I believe this is an actual takedown of our country. You know, the open border, the out of control inflation, you know, the way that they minimize the things that are really causing pain to the American people, like finding baby formula, the pain at the pump, you know, the drug crises. I mean, if 100,000 people overdosed in our country last year, that is a lot of pain from family members that are left to deal with the consequences. And the Biden administration is focusing on everything but the issues that are important to the American people. We're not going to have it. We're taking back the House in November. And I want to encourage the people, we need bold fighters, not placeholders.
Yeah, absolutely. And you are one of those bold fighters, Congresswoman. Yeah. So thank you for what you're doing. I want to play a cut here. You know, it just seems to me that this whole theme of the Democrat Party is this utter disregard for life and for the life of a child. Let's play cut 90. This is Secretary Janet Yellen, Treasury Secretary, talking about young Black moms that can't afford to be moms.
In many cases, abortions are of teenage women, particularly low-income and often Black, who aren't in a position to be able to care for children, have unexpected pregnancies, and it deprives them of the ability often to continue their education to later participate in the workforce.
What do you make of such a tone-deaf statement by one of our nation's most powerful leaders?
Well, first of all, the majority of women that have had abortions regret it. And they're grossly and intentionally misrepresenting the impact of this Supreme Court ruling. It's going to put it back on the states where it should have been to begin right. with. What the American people, especially now with ultrasound, and the young people are decidedly more pro-life because they've accompanied their parents, I know my children did, to ultrasounds of their siblings, and they've seen it's not a blob of tissue. So when they're told that, they know better. And I do think it all goes back to, for generations now, we've been teaching kids that they've evolved rather than been created by God. And there is nothing that exists that any sane person would say came from nowhere, much less the sophisticated and beautiful world that God created, including human beings. And so we need to go back to telling kids that they were created, designed by God with a gift and a purpose. And I think that it will help people rethink abortion, that life does begin at conception.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think a whole generation was raised with this whole clump of cells, mm-hmm. you know, phrase. And I think it's poison thinking. And you're right. Science and technology has showed us different. In 30 seconds, 15, 30 seconds, tell us how people can follow you, get behind your campaign. I know you're running right now. Tell us where we can find you.
Sure. President Trump endorsed me. I'm super excited about it. You can go to MaryMillerForCongress.com or MaryMiller.House.gov.
Wonderful. Everybody, support Congresswoman Mary Miller. She's in a race. Get her back. Thank you for joining the Charlie Kirk Show. Thanks so much for tuning in. What a great show. Hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. If you get your information from this show, if you come here as a resource, please, please, please support the show. Go to charliekirk.com/support. We need to support teams that are standing up for the truth. And your support means the world to us because it insulates us from the censors. So thank you so much for everything that you guys are all doing out there. And thank you for those who decide, based on what I'm saying right now, to get involved and support the show. Also, email Charlie. He's watching. He's on vacation, but he's watching him. Freedom@charliekirk.com. Freedom@charliekirk.com. He wants to hear from you even while he's away. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.